They were not only fighting and employed, and are employed in many ways, but they were also the men, women and children looking after the Australian and the US and, of course, the Dutch soldiers who were based there. You've got the first landing on Dutch New Guinea soil, which was called the Landing of Hollandia, which happened on April 22, 1944. The 1944 landings was a vision by Douglas MacArthur, and he said he was basically going to take over the left-hand side of the island, and then which would then be able to free up to move on to the Philippines. And that was, of course, successful. So we're talking about 130,000 troops involved in the landing of Hollandia. And thereafter, there is information available, certainly if you search online, but it's not readily available, that there were then hospitals and accommodation and everything that goes with 130,000 foreign troops to be able to be catered for. And, of course, it was a massive operation. Now, the base mainly was at Hollandia, and certainly General MacArthur's headquarters were based just outside Hollandia at Lake Sintani. And apparently there's a big monument there in Lake Sintani that's still there. What actually happened in 1954 is that HMAS Anzac went over, the Australian government sent them over through Darwin, and then went on a tour, and of course to have a dedication, which was the 10-year anniversary of the landing of Hollandia. So in 1954, around Australia, the west part of Papua, it was, you know, the history was relatively known then, but of course we're talking about many years ago, and it was certainly respected, and then it was commemorated.
We know a lot about the experience of Papua New Guineans during the war, about the Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels, for instance. What, if anything, do we know about the experience of the West Papuans during the war?
Well, certainly in the media at the time, the term Fuzzy Wuzzy Angel, it was a term of endearment, and it was a term of respect for the people all over Papua, and it wasn't just about people in Kokoda. And I think the angelic side of the Papuans actually was all across the island, and the media at the time will reflect that, and, you know, talking about their help and how they're getting fed by them and looking after them and helping them through jungles. You know, the information is there, but you really have to go clawing to find it.
Following that commemoration in 1954, the 10th anniversary of the landing at Hollandia, why do you think not much is known about what happened there since 1954?
Well, I think it's probably fair to say that major commemorations of allegiance between West Papuan people and Australians and West Papuan people and the people from the United States would be fairly frowned upon by government of Indonesia.